Cameroon can't find seven of its Olympians. The African nation's delegation says the Olympic competitors have disappeared from their official residence and may attempt to seek asylum in Britain.
Joining us now to talk about it, CBS correspondent Vicky Barker, live from the Games in London. Good to have you back, Vicky.
Hello, Sean. Hi, Veronica.
What's the latest on these missing Olympians?
Oh, dear. Five boxers, a swimmer, and a soccer player. And the Cameroonian authorities say that what began as a rumor has finally turned out to be true. The seven athletes who one disappeared from training when it became clear she wasn't going to make the final team. Then she was the soccer player. Then a few days later, the swimmer disappeared along with his belongings. And this was when they were still on the road on their way to London. And since then, five boxers just are no longer in their dorm in the Olympic Village.
And these are not the only defectors since the Olympics has begun, right?
Well, I have to say that an Ethiopian torchbearer disappeared briefly in June from a hotel in Nottingham. He was found later on. Three Sudanese athletes who had hoped to compete in the Games, they were reported missing last month. Amid claims that they would apply for political asylum, no confirmation from the British Foreign Office yet about any such thing. Now, the fact of the matter is, none of these athletes have broken any laws here in the UK because the visas that got them into this country allow them and their families, their coaches, to stay on in the UK until early November. So it might not be for another month or two before we find out whether any or all of these have indeed hopes of staying here.
Okay, well, now let's move on to the competition, and we're going to give our WTOP spoiler alert because we're going to tell you a couple of things that happened today, particularly with the U.S. women's gymnastics team and gold for the USA. What happened, Vicky?
Maybe not necessarily the gold people might have been expecting. Ally Raisman finally gets her individual gold. She won the women's floor exercise. This was the final artistic gymnastics event at the London Games. And that was added to the bronze that she had earned just a little earlier today. That was for the balance beam. Now, I have to say that was a more vexed subject, as it were, because although she seemed, you know, punchy and confident and had really good rhythm on the beam, there was a little bit of a wobble out of a somersault, very tough dismount, but a little bit of an extra step, qualified just enough to have her miss bronze. So initially she had finished fourth. Then after a protest from her coach, she was elevated up to third in the balance beam. And if it was any consolation for the poor Romanian gymnast who was demoted to fourth in the beam, well, she ended up with silver in the floor. So everything's balanced itself out. That said, Gabby Douglas had another not very happy day, actually fell off the beam, lost a whole mark for that. Most of her moves had a little bit of a wobble to them. I mean, she has said that she's just plain tired.
Yeah, it's understandable to a certain extent, I think. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Vicky.
Okay, Veronica.
That's CBS correspondent Vicky Barker.